Welcome to GeoCrest Podcasts. GCSE revision case study number 5, the Vinehouse Farm, Lincolnshire. Vinehouse Farm is located in the Fens of East Anglia, one of the richest arable farming areas in the UK. The soil is a mixture of peat and clay loam, and the land is flat, low-lying and well-drained. The climate in this area is suited to arable farming, with generally less rainfall than most of the UK, and longer sunshine periods for ripening crops. Vinehouse Farm belongs to Nicholas Watts and has been in the family for 3 generations. There have been many changes on the farm during the past 50 years, mainly due to changes in transport systems, technology and government policies. How has the farm changed? Vinehouse Farm in 1950. The farm was 118 hectares, split into 15 fields of approximately 7.8 hectares each. 9 men were employed on the farm, in addition to Mr. Watts' father. 4 men were labourers, 4 were horsemen, and 1 was a tractor driver. It was normal to have a ratio of 1 man to 12 hectares at that time. The farm had only 1 tractor, as most of the implements were still pulled by horses. 80 cattle were kept on the farm during the winter. This was reduced to 20 during the summer. All the farm buildings, apart from the ones used to keep the farm implements in, were used for housing livestock. The animals were used to fertilise the land. Agrochemicals were not used, and farmyard manure was essential to grow good crops. Potatoes, sugar beet, wheat, peas, grass and oats were all grown. Some of these were marketed locally, but the potatoes were taken to South Wales or the Midlands by lorry and train. Vinehouse Farm in 1998. Mr. Watts now farms an extra 640 hectares, located on another site, in addition to the original 118 hectares. He employs just 1 man to manage the original land, and 7 full-time workers on the additional hectares. Casual labour is also brought in at harvest time. Potatoes require more workers than wheat. If Mr. Watts only farmed cereals, he would manage the whole farm on just 2 or 3 workers. Skilled office staff, including Mr. Watts' daughter, are employed for the paperwork and accounting. Fields have increased in size. There are now fewer fields. The farm has a range of machinery, including tractors, that are 3 times as powerful as the 1950 versions. He invests a lot of the farm income back into the system by regularly changing and updating his machinery and other technology to improve efficiency and production. A large combine harvester costs £150,000, and he changes it every 3 years. Mr. Watts now grows crops that are subsidised by the European Union, such as oilseed rape and linseed. He also grows wheat, sugar beet and peas at Vinehouse Farm, and potatoes at his other farm. Potatoes are no longer grown at Vinehouse Farm because the soil has become too heavy. Mr. Watts rents 50 hectares from another farmer to grow potatoes. He stores his potatoes and waits for the best market price. There are 2 other buildings. These are used for storing grain. All the livestock buildings have gone. With no livestock to produce manure, chemical fertilisers are used on the land. Chemical pesticides, fungicides and herbicides are also used. All these are inorganic and, if not carefully used, may cause environmental problems.